Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi.
Birthday girl!
Yay! Birthday girl. It is my birthday,
yeah.
Actually. It's
Happy
my birthday. It will have been my birthday when the show airs on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But Friday the 13th is my birthday. And all my life, I've said Friday the 13th is my lucky day because I was born on it. But I wasn't.
Oh,
I was
no
actually
way.
Born on a Thursday. I just lied.
No
I
way.
Well, Friday the 13th is my lucky day. And I thought it would
no,
be so
No, but you
cool.
told people that
lied
you...
my whole life. Lied and swore to it. All the things.
OMG.
Hey,
well, now it actually
young.
Happened.
I started
How
young.
Many, do you know how many times this happened so far? Because, you know, that's like.
On Friday the 13th.
Like, actually on.
Probably.
Like a handful of times?
Yeah, 10 times at least.
There you,
know,
you go.
A lot since I'm going to be
so
a certain
it,
age.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
well, good.
Whatever. All that being said. I am, once again, Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi, fashionista, bio babe, Coach Nelson, mm-hmm. the greatest coach, football coach who's never walked a sideline. And I'm here this great week of my birthday with my beautiful, blessed, brilliant. She is black and she is bossy. I keep trying to come up with two others, but I just can't co-host.
Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the eighth wonder of the world, the executive producer, and the parliamentarian.
And you're the alligator girl.
Louis the alligator.
Oh, he is so fabulous. She is wearing this rhinestone alligator pin.
Named Louis.
Named Louis, and everybody loves it.
Everybody loves Louis.
Yeah, they do.
People
Louis
love
do. The
Louis the best.
Best.
So he's a part of the show. Welcome.
He has joined us.
He's joined us.
Yeah. We have people join
Louis.
Us occasionally.
Oh, so speaking of, how funny was it last week that baseball boyfriend Scott was like, I don't want to be a guest anymore. We're like, remember that?
Yeah, where is he this week?
Help. Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't appear to be here.
Yeah, oh, because he's not. Yeah, but it was just funny. He's like, why do you keep saying I'm a guest? I'm not a guest. I've been on however many times. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, show up and you get to be a real part of that. But, you know, as we've discussed many times, his life is vacation oriented.
Correct. It's leisure oriented for sure. That's his
In
priority.
Fact, he's on the slopes.
He's skiing right now.
With his gorgeous family.
Yeah,
he
I know.
Sent us a gorgeous picture.
So that. What's so funny is that you probably all know this by now because we talk about it, but we have all these text threads with all the humans, with all the things. And it's just, I mean, if you want to kick, you just
jump
read.
On any one
oh
of them. There really are about eight going on.
Literally
right
at any given time. And it's just funny because sometimes I'll open up my phone and it'll be 37 messages. I'm
well,
not
here's
joking.
Something I was going to
like,
say.
What is happening?
You know what I want for my birthday?
What?
If you're in a text thread with me.
Take you out?
No, I want you to just say thanks. And everybody knows you saw them all. I don't want you to click like on 20 texts.
Oh, or that, like
and
hard.
Especially not after 10 o'clock at night.
Well, why are you it looking at your phone crazy. At 10 o'clock at night?
But I'm not, but it pings mm-hmm. because if I'm using the phone alarm, you can't put it on silent. The alarm doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
It does?
My phone's on silent all the time and my alarm works every day.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm
so,
only the technical person here.
Uh-huh. So let's talk about sports because you are
I'm
all gung-ho.
I'm insisting on talking about sports.
So tell
week.
Us.
So it's very exciting.
Coach Nelson?
The Texans, you know, are making a bunch of trades.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what's going to happen next year. Here's what we know. If we don't really get to the Super Bowl, we're going to lose a lot of people we love.
What do you mean? You're going to start, like, taking people out? What do
no,
you mean?
No, people are going to not. They're going to get fired. I mean, there's no doubt. And I don't really want that to happen. So CJ cut his hair. He looks really handsome. Hopefully he's going to have a really good year. But they've been doing some really cool trades, and Magical has agreed to be the expert in what's happening, even though
Hello.
He sent them to us.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, but I don't know what they mean.
Okay,
so
Magical,
tell us what
tell
you
us.
Think about this week full of trades.
Well, I think for me personally, I just wanted to see something in terms of what they're going to do in the on the offensive line, because that's still my thing about this about the team. They did a little bit. They did sign Braden Smith from the Colts. He was with the Colts for 8 years. Now he's with the he was a free agent. Signed him to a deal.
Pretty big deal too.
Pretty decent sized deal. Mm-hmm. 2 years. The concern I have with him, he's solid offensive lineman, been solid for years. However, in the last few years, durability issues. So,
Are you saying he's old?
A little nervous.
Are you trying to say he's old?
He had a issue with concussion that ended his season last year. Neck injury. There was some mental issues in 2024, and then I forget what was happening in 2023. So there's been some issues.
Lord.
Yeah, there's been some issues with Braden. Solid offensive lineman that can help with what they desperately need.
We bring him with the psychiatrist.
I'm just going to slide past.
Something wrong with that concept?
Keep going, Magical.
Trent Brown is also coming back. Yeah, Trent Brown is also coming back to the Texans, I believe, on a 1-year deal. And Ed Ingram, they re-signed him. He was probably by far outside of Titus Howard. They did move on from Titus Howard early on in this process. He was with the Texans for 7 years. He started his career with the Texans. Mm-hmm. They did move on from him, I believe, due to financial things. He was due a new contract. And according to our own Lance Zuerlein on ESPN 97.5, might have been a little bit of a Laramie Tunzel sort of culture type thing, where he's not as swarmy as Lance put it, as D'Amico would like.
He's
so
not as swarmy.
Needs to be swarmed.
The only
thing
I don't like about D'Amico
is that he said swarm.
You don't like swarm?
Yeah, she hates that swarm thing. She does not like bees.
I mean,
yeah,
serious.
I think that's what they're
swarm the ball.
Singing.
Yeah, you got to go
on,
attack.
Coach Nelson.
Go attack.
Attack the ball.
Kill is a better word. Oh, God.
Well, that's violent. That's violent. That's why we swarm. We're not about violence.
Kill people.
Yeah.
All right. So then, what else? What are the notable moves?
Well, the bigger one, which we knew for a while, David Montgomery. Of course, they completed the trade for David Montgomery from the Lions, who was part of that 1-2 punch with the Lions running backfield. Mm-hmm. Now, that's something we desperately need, or the Texans desperately need.
Yes.
Hence the release of Joe Mixon. He's no longer with the team now.
Has he been picked up yet?
Not yet. Not that I've
I'm
seen.
Surprised.
At least at the time of this, seen. And I don't believe Nick Chubb is coming back. So I would imagine it's a Woody Marks and David Montgomery two-headed monster this year for the backfield
for the
Texans. It can be. David Montgomery is a step up. Durability questions, I don't have nearly as much, but we'll see. Stop giving me that look.
I'm just saying, because you know the answer is no, but you're trying to be all gracious. It's fine.
But it is a good addition to something that they needed, since they didn't have Joe Mixon. Nick Chubb 3 years ago would have been great, but he's worn down at this point. So solid addition so far. The surprising move, Reed Blankenship from the Eagles. They signed him to a 2 or 3 year deal. I can't see the notes far from me.
3 years.
I have bad vision.
16.5 guaranteed.
Which, that's just kind of adding to your already good secondary.
Yeah.
Which, like, I mean, if you're going to add, why not add to the best defense in the NFL, or arguably the best defense in the NFL? So it's a solid addition, I would say.
Okay, so then the other thing that I'm just going to, since now I'm at spitball time. Correct?
Okay.
I'm spitballing about the rumor that they're already saying the 2027 number one draft pick will be Manning from the University of Texas.
So would you be saying this if it wasn't the University of Texas?
No. Is there any reason to doubt?
I want the people to know.
At my birthday lunch, we put horns up.
Me.
Now,
okay.
With
my crown on.
To be fair, he was projected to be a top-tier pick ahead of this past season.
Yeah, but to still pick him this now.
And yeah, he needs to really
maybe they've been watching him. Already started spring training for football?
No, not yet. No. I could be wrong, but I don't think so as of yet. But he needs to take a step this season to warrant that number one pick.
For the pros. Mm-hmm.
I just think the speculation is for the media. But, yeah, you know, because you say his name and people are going to be like,
well, the name recognition.
Exactly.
So hence why he was a Heisman Trophy favorite ahead of last season. Then he didn't end up.
Yeah.
Even in the finals.
It's just the Manning name, the legacy.
I would watch out for Dante Moore, who would have been a top tier pick this year, but decided to go back to school. We'll see what he does in this year.
I like these guys getting their education while they can. But I also recognize the opportunity they have to make money in the pros and get injured still in college.
No. Name, image, likeness, my friend. He did not go back to school for his education alone.
Only for that.
Don't be fooled. That's sweet.
You know,
that's very sweet.
With her?
I'm like, are you kidding me? He probably, because he may, it is a possibility that he is getting paid more in name, image, likeness in college than would be a first year rookie contract. That is a possibility.
It is.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. That's possible.
Okay.
Hey, you know what's also a possibility?
What?
That we go to a break.
Okay.
Well, okay. Before we go to the break, can we just say one thing?
What? It's your
one
birthday?
Thing.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And more importantly than that, we want you to join us at the first salon of the year, April 1st.
Now, we're
David
not fooling.
Beck.
At David's at 5:30.
5:30.
And it's going to be all about transitions. The Queen Bees are joining us.
Vodka drinks for everyone.
No, but it's going to be they're so fun, and it's just going to be fabulous.
We're going to have a great crowd.
It's going to be such. We are. I mean, I think we have 40 people already.
Wow, last time
I checked. Yeah,
and weeks to go already.
And we have some weeks to go. So
I'm
be
so
sure
excited.
To RSVP. It's going to be so much fun. They are bringing vodka.
Yes,
that has been confirmed. So you have heard. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with our wonderful guest. We got an action-packed show today.
We have an action-packed show. We're going to teach you how to be motivated and work through any kind of problem. And then we're going to tell you an incredible opportunity to support our community.
And with that, we'll be back.
Bye.
I'm from Houston, Texas, home of the Texas. Houston, Texas.
At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at WestlakeDermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now it's time to talk some business with Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Schreiber inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
And we're back.
Hi!
Hey, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, fashionista, bio babe, meaning biography, not biology. She's over there thinking she's parliamentarian, making noise during my intro.
I said the birthday lady.
Oh, did you say that? I didn't know.
Keep going. Keep going.
It's my birthday. It'll be my birthday before this airs. My birthday is Friday, March 13th. So thank you all for your good wishes late. I am also Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline, who's never made a bad call, and the co-host of Culture Club HDX here on ESPN Sports Radio, here with my beautiful, blessed, brilliant, y'all know the rest, black and bossy.
Oh, whatever. Co-host. We're still saying bossy? After you
Come on.
Okay, whatever. Shavonna Roberts-Robert, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the eighth wonder of the world, the executive producer, and the parliamentarian of
failing
the show.
At it consistently. She is not. You should stop calling yourself that because you're really
you
not
know,
good.
The funniest thing
you
is that
don't
you get
me quiet.
You get
so, nor did you curb you get, my questions.
You get so fired up when I say parliamentarian. I'm going to just call you and say parliamentarian on the phone. Anyway. Who do we have with us today?
Oh my gosh. We have just let us apologize in advance. We have an absolutely insane guest. We are joined today by Kevin Scroggins, president of the Southwest Region Employee Benefits Practice of USI Insurance Services and author of The Unwritten, The Unspoken. Okay, whatever that means. We're going to find out all about it. Kevin has spent more than two decades. Are you covering us?
No, I'm showing the book. Keep going, lady. Bio, baby.
I was paying attention.
Is my mic on?
Kevin, yes. Kevin has spent more than two decades helping build one of the region's most successful employee benefits practices, growing the Southwest business from roughly $5 million to more than $100 million in revenue. He's also a two-time cancer survivor, an advocate for prevention and survivorship, and someone who speaks openly about everything, about resilience, mindset, and leadership through adversity in his book. Kevin shares lessons from his own journey to help ordinary people build extraordinary lives, especially when life doesn't go according to plan, which I'd love to meet someone that it went according to plan.
You know, there are a lot of people who believe it will. But anyway, welcome, Kevin. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
We're glad you're
here. So this is like the best. You don't know this, but this is the best bio. I know. This is the best bio setup. She's like, let me just tell you, he's crazy.
He is crazy. Well, I met him.
Thank you.
Cattle Barons.
And then you introduced me to him. So if he's crazy, why'd you introduce me to him?
I don't, because I'm a glutton for your DNA.
So question.
Similar DNA.
Question number A, magical. Yeah. Who read the book here? Okay,
you haven't read my book?
So, I've never even seen your book.
So, Kevin, let's talk about the book. The Unwritten, The Unspoken. I'm so excited. You gave me this book, I think. Maybe
you didn't give it to me.
Well, you gave me this book, and I read it. I think that next day or the next couple of days, and I sent you a note, and I was like,
"You're a fast reader."
I am a fast reader, and I was like, "This is great." And then we started talking about, "Okay, come to the show. Come to the show to tell people about this." So, the first thing I want to talk about, and these questions are pretty specific, and then Lovely, you can add on to this. But in chapter two of your book, you talk about SPEED, but as an acronym, so S P E E D.
Yes,
what is that? And why does it matter most when the storm clouds gather? That's very poetic. So talk to us.
So the acronym was created for my family meetings on Sunday.
Okay.
And I have a 25-year-old son, 23-year-old boy-girl twins. And back in the day when they were in junior high and high school, I was trying to nail down the fundamentals to help equip them for leaving the nest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's always the parent's dream. Whenever they leave the nest, they got their act together. So how do you define those pillars? And so I came up with the acronym of, you know, what speed are you operating under?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the S was spiritually fit. You know, are you tight with the Lord? What are you doing around that on a daily basis? Physically fit. Emotionally fit, also kind of that spirals into mental, economically fit, and developmentally fit. So each Sunday, I would hammer home those different buckets. And me being a math, data, finance guy, if there was gaps, then they'd have to create a gap analysis, and they'd have to report back to me.
You know who I should have invited? We should have invited Charles to come. Because did you have a chart?
Yes.
I could just imagine you pointing at a chart with speed. And like being all crazy. Were you doing that?
Siobhan met Charlie, my son, and at the Rockets
game. Shout out
game,
to Charlie.
The Houston Rockets game.
Yep.
Yes. And Charles was, she was testing us, I think. Charles, how were those meetings? And Charles, you know, he was probably more the rebel of the group.
Yes.
I so like
he,
Charles.
He would challenge the, you know, especially when they get 16, 17, 18, they don't like authority.
Right.
And so he would challenge the acronym. Like, well, you know, I didn't really work out this week, or, you know, I probably didn't eat well. And it just, he was a character.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would say, oh, I'm not coming to this Sunday family meeting. So I'd be like, oh, really? We'll see how
was
that
he
goes.
Living in your house?
Yes.
Of course.
No, he came. He came.
But of course. But this is Charles. Next time Charles is coming. Okay, so let's talk.
I like the second question here. Where do people confuse speed with rushing? And so, what's the cost of the confusion?
Mm-hmm.
So I think when people see speed, if they don't dissect it into an acronym, they may go, oh my gosh, you know, it's you know, life is always busy. There was always a rush. I think speed actually eliminates rush because then you can prioritize what you need to do. I mean, I think one of your questions when we were talking, Siobhan, was about, you know, how do you make this tactical?
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing some reflection on Sundays and then you know that your pillars are spiritually, physically fit and so on, you know, where are you allocating the energy? And if you allocate that energy and effort, then it should eliminate a bit of rush. You know, so, you know, people will always get caught up in maybe not prioritizing the right things. And that creates anxiety, paranoia, rush.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that when you see that acronym SPEED, you do a deep dive into each one and then you help program your hours and energy. That's why one of the comments in my book, Every Minute Counts.
That's right.
So, you know, if are you really organized and prioritizing every single minute?
Do you know how many minutes we have in a day?
60 times 24.
You're the music.
And then that answer is no, he does not. But he could find out very quickly.
Well, you said MathWiz.
Go to the next question.
Please, please. Okay, you said MathWiz, right, and I'm here. Like, let's test it. I'm like, Charles, shout out
everybody
to Charles.
Everybody knows I'm chair of the board of the American Cancer Society. And what you don't know, if you don't know, is that Kevin is a terrific supporter and contributor to us in many, many ways. But he's also an amazing survivor. So I want you to take us to MD Anderson. You were told multiple tumors were too close to the inferior vena cava. No surgery. We need this chemo to work. How did you learn to live within the questions and still choose joy minute by minute?
So when I was – this was my second diagnosis. First was when I was 30. Second was when I was 50, almost 20
years. So
what
was 30? The same
It was testicular cancer.
Okay.
And it spread into my
lungs. I think I told
you
my nephew had that, too.
Yeah. That one I don't want to say was easy, but much easier than when I was 50. Tumors all around my kidneys. And I had some pain, went to the ER. They're like, oh, my goodness, you have these tumors. I called MD Anderson. Dr. Michael Campbell was my doctor there at MD Anderson. He's a professor there, or assistant professor. Terrific. Mm-hmm. And he brought me in and said, Kevin, listen, these tumors are too close to your inferior vena cava. A lot of people don't know what that is.
No, what is that?
It's like the artery that's parallel to your aorta. It's a thick artery like your pinky. If they hit that when they're removing tumors, you would,
you die.
Bleed out. Yeah, yeah. So he's like, we're going to pound you with a bunch of chemo. And then I'm like thinking to myself, well, if the chemo doesn't work, what happens? And that's what I meant by living within the question, which is a kind of a phrase that I came up with when I was sitting, you know, while I was getting chemotherapy, COVID hit. And so they would put you in a room with a bunch of other people getting chemo. And then if you got COVID, you'd have to move to a different room, which because, you know, COVID was going to kill everybody.
Oh,
so it
geez.
Was kind of a psychological mess. And this guy said, you know, she came up and said, you know, we swabbed you. You have COVID. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? And then the one guy next to me goes, live it when you have to live it. And so, and then I started, live within the question, and because there's not always answers to the questions. And if the chemo didn't work, you know, so be it. I was not going to live that until I had to live it. And then living within the question is, you know, I love the song, you know, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. By Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, sometimes you just don't know the answers. And so that's one of the – I like at the end of the book where I capture songs that burn in your brain. You just got to live within the question. That was a loquacious answer, but
– No, that's
no,
good.
Because you often say fear is a liar. What did fear whisper then, and how did you answer it?
It whispered.
Blowing in the wind, right?
Well, fear whispered, you know, if this stuff doesn't work, you're in some deep, you know what.
You get to finally meet that person that you talk to every – Sunday.
Yeah, no joke.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens.
No, I mean, you definitely get, you know, that's just how you get tighter with the Lord. And, you know, I mean, I think it like took me to the edge, which is let me deal with a lot of other stuff after that. But that's when I talk about, you know, adversity and the storm. You know, my roots were deep. And they were deep enough that, you know, that's what I try to, you know, I told you about my lunch today. I was meeting with a bunch of young professionals who want to volunteer for cancer. And I'm like, when the storm hits, if your roots are deep and the SPEED acronym or whatever your acronym is being practiced, then you should be able to see the storm. You should be able to identify, is it really a storm? Is it a bump in a road? And then you need to do like what buffalo do. If you study, like, I'm a geek. I watch all these documentaries. Animals, when storms come, they kind of hover where they're at and sit and let the storms. Buffalo run right through it. Buffalo charge.
Be the buffalo.
Be the buffalo.
You
got to be a beast. You got to be strong to be it. You know, so you're mentally physical giant. You see the storm. Okay, I started wrapping my head around that when I got cancer the second time. I was like,
oh, somebody's phone's ringing. Keep going, Kevin.
No, it's not. You can't hear it.
I just heard it.
I'm just letting you know that it's buzzing. I just
kept what does
no,
that mean?
I was letting
it's a whole
know
thing.
Nobody
keep
heard
going.
It, right?
No, you know what? But this is a good switch gear because one of the things that you write about, and this is in line with what you're talking about with storms, you say storms will clear the path if you're equipped. So when you say equipped, what did that mean for you? And what did this cancer storm do in clearing the path? Talk to us.
I mean, you just hear about different people that go through adversity, circumstance, the storm. Mm-hmm. And if they don't address it and they don't fight through it, then it kind of defines them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened in the world today, especially at, you know, no offense to younger generation, is they're letting these circumstances define them, letting adversity define them, mm-hmm. instead of putting that behind and learning from it. The storm that I had from divorces to divorce – not divorces, divorce to to cancers twice. I mean, you just, if you, sometimes the storm clears your mind.
Yeah.
You know, and then at the end of it, you're like, okay, now I really, and then you can further define what you're really here for.
Well, at a minimum, to your point, storms, adversity help you really understand what's important. I think we think a lot of things 100%. Are important until we come face to face with a real challenge. You're like, you know what? All this doesn't matter. These things matter. So,
I agree. You're a great host. I like, she reframed it and said it well, much better than I did. I mean, it helps you prioritize
well,
things.
That's right.
Yeah. Once I got through it, I was like, my goodness, you know. And then it was clear. That's what I mean by sometimes people let the storm bring them down. Mm-hmm. It refreshed my mind, recalibrated my mind, and then I was like ready to go.
Well, think about standing in the rain.
Yeah.
It's clarifying. It's mm-hmm. clearing.
Yes.
So are tears, speaking of rain.
Yeah. Speaking of rain.
Yeah, tears are.
So all of that.
So
and especially being from Houston, all this pollen, I love the rains come in and it just cleared all the dust.
That's right.
And then you can see clearer.
Yes.
So let's switch gears a bit. So one of the things that you talk about this in the book and you talk about it just in conversation, is about people trying to box your DNA. Did you not say that?
No, I did say that.
Okay.
Just said, you're exactly right.
So say more.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It's all the way back to, you know, when I was a kid and I was asked to leave a couple of public schools, go to private schools because, you know, you have ADD, you have this, and try to box you into something that you're not.
Oh, I thought they wanted to box it and reproduce.
Well, that's
I did
too.
Not understand not there that yet. At all.
I'm almost there.
Okay.
And then that's what the chapter in my book War, where they say you have a weakness and you're aware of it, then you recalibrate. It's not really a weakness. You know, that's chapter 9. That's another acronym, War. And then you get out of college and they tell you to take a math test and they say, well, you need to be in a little room doing finances and all this stuff. No, I need to be out meeting people.
Mm-hmm,
you know, it's just when you get ill advice or from the fools, you know, it says it in the Bible. You know, you don't need to listen to that. You got to have a tight nucleus. And then if they're giving you ill advice and trying to put you into something you're not, or trying to handcuff you and tell you, from your circumstances, you're raised by a cop, a bus driver, this is your demographic. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to be an underwriter stuck in a little cube for the rest of my life. No, that's nonsense. So, I mean, I think the world's real good at just trying to box you in.
So I'm excited to learn all the things that are in the book. And sitting here looking at the book, I'm even more excited that the fact for somebody like me, it's maybe an hour read, maybe an hour and a half. It's pretty quick.
Yes.
We've discussed all these acronyms and all the things, and I have 10 more questions about acronyms. So I am, as everyone knows, the bullet point girl, and 3 is too many. So if you could possibly explain to me in plain English why you wrote the book, the purpose of the book, who you're helping, and what the help is.
So the reason that it's called The Unwritten, The Unspoken, the reason I put the book together is that I was raised by a cop, bus driver, was told I couldn't be this and different things. I couldn't graduate college. I wasn't going to graduate. I wasn't going to be a professional. I wasn't going to have a strong career. Then cancer came along. Just different things. And so I wish – I said in one of my videos for my book, I said, I wish I would have had somebody give me the unadulterated version. The unwritten, the unspoken, because pastors won't do it, teachers won't do it, your mom and dad. I can't tell you how many parents have come to me and say, will you meet with my kid? Because they don't want to have the tough conversations. So that's what I said in the video, is like, if you want to know the unadulterated, if you want to know what happened to me, the unwritten, the unspoken. When the publisher and editor were, you know, originally this was 18 chapters. They got it down to 10. And then what I was hoping from this is that I can make it tactical. At the end of each chapter, that's why I went with the acronyms. They're easier for a person to remember, and then it helps them to make it after. She asked one time, how do you make this where every day you know what to do? the acronyms, spiritually fit, physically fit, and that helps you remember how you prioritize. Mm-hmm. So at the end of each chapter, it's just a tactical premises. And I even put songs in there that would burn in your brain to take you back to the 10 buckets.
Mm-hmm,
and the 10
mm-hmm.
buckets.
So there's 10 buckets.
There's 10 clarity, chapters, 10 buckets.
10 chapters, mm-hmm. 10 buckets.
Yep.
Again, I apologize that I haven't read it. But the unwritten, the unspoken is really about all the things nobody would tell you when you were growing up.
Things people don't want
challenges.
To say.
People didn't want to. It's like chapter one's utopia. Yeah. My pastor said, utopia is not available on earth because men are broken. Well, okay, but is utopian a mindset? Yeah. Can you create a utopian mindset?
I lived a very different life than you. So this is very interesting for me. She knows that.
Yes.
I came from a dad who told me I could do anything.
Well, no, my parents told me that, but circumstances, environment, schools, my mom and dad were 100% supportive. Okay. And they were telling me, get it, dream big. Kevin, you're going to be coming from a different environment. Mm-hmm. I mean, my high school, a majority of them came from a neighborhood called Champions. Their parents were white collar. My dad was a cop. They supported me. Let me be clear, 100%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But and then the utopia, and then chapter two, speed. How do you achieve utopia? Mm-hmm. And then three is the ordinary becoming extraordinary. You know, how can you be – there's so many, I feel like, people are chained and they don't even know they have the key.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sitting there going, oh, I cannot be extraordinary. Yes, you can. You have in your mindset you're ordinary and you don't think you can achieve utopia, but you got to wrap your mind around it. And you don't want to lift your head up at 62, 65, 70 and say, man, I didn't achieve my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a cadence and process in place to go chase your dreams?
Mm-hmm.
Hence SPEED, the acronym.
So then would you say that you wrote it for people at any stage of life or maybe more on the front end of life to your point that you wish someone would have told you some of these things?
I'm glad you asked that because a lot of people say, who is your book for?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter your age. It matters your circumstance.
Mm.
So it's more about what am I hitting at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone's hitting cancer, great read. If someone's struggling with purpose, great read. I mean, I have, you know, I'm going to be 55 in July. I know your birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Thank
already
you.
Got your gift.
Oh, right. So I don't know if I'm reading the book or not.
Yes, please.
That's your gift.
Yes, you're the reading. Yeah.
That's your gift.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Happy birthday.
But, you know, I even have 40-year-olds, 45-year-olds, even like they got, man, I just don't know what I'm here for.
Yeah.
I mean, I had goals of throwing out the first pitch at the Astros, shooting the first at the Rockets, owning a Ferrari, having a lake house for my dad. And I thought about those in my 20s, but I put a cadence in place to make sure that it happened. And even when I got thrown a curveball, cancer at 30, cancer at 50, I didn't let that just pause me. I kept driving through it like the buffalo, but I always had a process in place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I interview people like 60 that retire and they go, man, you know, I didn't get to do A, B, and C. Well, why weren't you planning for that back in your 20s and 30s?
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, so that also applies. I just, when I had lunch with this younger crowd, I was speaking to young professionals today at lunch. And they're like, it's so refreshing to have someone just give me some goals and plans. I mean, in college, they have goals to get A's and B's and C's. Mm-hmm. And they get out of college. And
now
like,
what?
Yeah. I got to get a job and have some babies or get married or whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's amazing they don't pause and try to reflect on what the pillars and premises are in their life.
So any person, basically, to your point, that's at any sort of transition.
A crossroads.
Yeah.
A transition.
And I would say even a transition, like you're from
challenge,
transition, and are looking for a framework about it.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay, so how can people find the book? How can they find you?
Okay, so if you look up the unwritten, the unspoken Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, you can get the Unwritten, the Unspoken on Amazon.
Okay.
It did hit Amazon bestseller. So that's, you know, you're going to get an Amazon bestseller book for your birthday.
It's so exciting.
You look so excited.
I'm just absolutely
jazz hands. Poker face.
Well, no, I've got a big ringer question, which I always have, which makes her crazy, but it's for you, Shavana.
Is it for me? Are you sure?
It's for you.
Okay.
Because you are the toughest critic I know about everything, but especially.
When you say tough critic.
Transformational things, leadership things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a critic.
Okay,
I'm just real.
World.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was really good.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was straightforward to the point that you made. I think it's not like to a specific demographic. As you talk about your story, I think that's important. And I think people will be able to glean something from it to apply to their life, whatever transition either they're currently in or one to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would just say if there's one thing that I want people to, I've read so many inspirational books and motivational leadership, and I get to the end, I'm like, how do I apply this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I was trying to make
it. Yeah, you did a good job at
where
that.
At the end, they like, okay.
Now I did say this, and this is our final comics. We do need to wrap the session because we could probably talk for another 30 minutes, but we will not because I'm the parliamentarian. I did tell you after I read the book.
I wish y'all could see me rolling my eyes.
Didn't I tell you after you wrote, I said, I feel like there's another book, and the reason why is I feel like you didn't say things as directly, probably, that as you do in person in the book. And that's okay because it's the first one. But didn't I tell you that? I was like, I feel like there's more there.
And maybe a workbook.
There's some, a workbook. That's a great idea. Like journal, workbook. Yes.
I am still worth something.
Oh, God, please. All right. Well, so one more time, where do they find out more about the book?
Amazon. You can go on Amazon, The Unwritten, The Unspoken. You can buy it on Amazon. You can go to The Unwritten, The Unspoken on Instagram.
Do you want to give your mobile phone number? I'm just joking.
We will.
People do that. You'd be surprised. People get their phone.
No.
Anyway, so Amazon, The Unwritten, The Unspoken. Kevin, this has been such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
You guys are both beautiful.
Thank you.
Awesome souls. I love hanging out with you.
Thank you. And with that, we'll be back.
Bye. Then you're left in the dust, unless I stuck
by you. Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew, or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
It's Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Shriver.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista, bio babe, Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline. Here today as co-host of Culture Club HTX with
is that what you're doing? Is that what you're doing today?
Among other things. My beautiful, blessed, brilliant, black, and really bossy today.
It's always so funny coming from her. Shavonna Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, and the parliamentarian. Don't say anything. Magical. What is the opposite? Like, what? So if you're the parliamentarian, who are the other people that you are making sure stay in line? Just the
pupil. Subjects.
The subjects.
Oh, the rowdy crowd is what I would have said, because I'm the rowdy crowd.
You are. You're one human.
You're trying to control, but it never works.
You're the rowdy crowd, yet you're one human. All right, but we have some guests today, which is super exciting.
I'm so excited.
Who do we have with us, bio babe?
Okay, today we're joined by Anna Coffey, CEO of the Women's Home, and Doug Parker, community advocate and event chair for the organization's newest initiative.
I'm so excited to learn about
Change.
This.
Her story is Houston's story. Anna has spent more than two decades leading nonprofit organizations focused on health, recovery, and community resilience. At the Women's Home, she oversees programs that provide residential treatment, supportive housing, and whole life services for women and families across Houston. Doug Parker supports the organization through philanthropic leadership and special initiatives, including the new citywide art project designed to celebrate extraordinary Houston women while raising critical funds to support the Women's Home mission. For listeners who are just hearing about it, what is Faces of Change and her story is Houston's story, and why was a large-scale public mural the right medium?
Before we get to that, I just want to say, what a fantastic name for a campaign.
Faces of Change. And just the whole thing,
her story is Houston's story. I'm like, was this for us?
Instead of history, it's history.
Well, yes. Yeah. I've heard that before, but this whole her story is Houston's story, I'm
well,
like,
it is. Nice
I know. Yeah. You did
well,
that
Charlotte
for us, right?
Allen is the mother of Houston.
She's the mother of Houston.
Surely you did that.
She paid for this place to get developed.
They did that for us. Yes. Thank you.
The big bucks.
Okay, so tell us about the campaign.
So I want to give you a quick history on how this even happened,
yes.
how this idea started. So about a year ago, my partner, Alden Clark, who's on the board at the Women's Home, we were sitting at the Velvet Taco, Westheimer in Montrose, and we're looking at the back of the cottage shop, which is the Women's Home research shop. And we see this huge, like, blank building. And Alden looked at me and said, why is there not a mural there?
You know, I agree with you.
Right?
She's like,
yeah.
She can park in that parking lot
all
occasionally.
The time. That's
you
right.
know, I'm not supposed to. And no, I want right. to put oh, a note. Look, I'm her friend. But, you know.
Like, are you one of those people you write on a note, like, the meter's not working. Don't tow my car.
I'm anyway, Anna's friend. Is what I write.
Anna's crew. Can we get parking passes that say that?
So, it works for Lisa.
Right? So Alden, y'all say, why would
yeah. yeah. So, and so then we... Like the next week, I think we texted you or uh-huh, emailed you uh-huh. or something. We said, Anna, you know, we need to do a project here. We need to do a mural. We both love art and think it's such a wonderful way to capture attention. And it's yes. the most amazing drive-by location.
It
so
is.
It just made sense,
perfect.
Right? So how do we do something on the Women's Home Building for mm-hmm. women of Houston? And so we started brainstorming and came up with this concept. Let's recognize women who were important, historic, shaped Houston in some way, whether – however that is, we wanted to honor women who shaped Houston. So what we're doing is through a public nomination process, we are gathering names. We publicize this with various organizations through the Women's Home, social
media.
Are
you getting a lot of nominations?
We are.
Yeah, lots.
We're getting more than we thought we would.
Oh, that's
and
fantastic.
Our goal is to narrow down the nominations to four or five women to honor. And those women could... we don't know where they're going to come from. You know, I think a lot will be historic. I think some may be from people who were involved in starting the medical center.
I just think it's so important that we do look at everything that's Houston.
Well, and what I'm thinking is that, first of all...
So much more than I'm a hog in Charlotte Allen.
Well, you're going to...
Because that's where you go, you know.
Mama
Nipa. No one asked me, but I'm going to say, since you know I'm the parliamentarian, I almost feel like this mural needs to be...
The parliamentarian means you get to shut us up so you can talk.
That's right. So I almost feel like this mural needs to be changing. Like every like every 3 years, every year. I don't know. Like, I just feel like
if you can like help, you can help us raise the money for that.
You know, I could do a lot of things. I'm the eighth wonder of the world over here, right? Yeah, like changing the people. I just, anyway, keep going.
You know, that's perfect. Paces
of change. I mean, I'm just thinking.
So we thought, you know, this is the right time, the right place for something like this, mainly because it's just the medium is accessible to everyone.
Yes.
You know, you drive by, you see this, it becomes part of the fabric. And there aren't a lot of murals in Montrose.
That's
no,
right.
I don't can't think of one. Well, there's a few, but they're more graffiti than mural.
Right.
And who's going to do the mural? Who's the artist? Do you know?
Go ahead.
Okay. We went through a process. We have a steering committee. Steering committee came together. For the campaign.
Yes. Okay, great.
We reached out to a number of our art friends, and we got some great recommendations of had to be a female muralist, right? Important to all of us.
Right.
Yes.
And we selected Anat Ronan. Anat is a Houstonian resident, and she is fabulous with faces.
Oh,
I mean, and really the reason we chose her is her murals are remarkable. They bring nature in. They weave together ideas.
Great.
Very excited about her skills as an artist.
Okay.
So Anat's going to be working on our mural for us.
How about that?
Yeah, very exciting.
Well, so how does this connect to the mission of the Women's Home?
Yeah, so let me just say that we are thrilled to have Doug and his partner Alden on this project, because we really do think that it's cool that this project, Saluting Women, is actually originated and comes from men.
You know why? Because they're smart men.
They are. They're very smart men. So the Women's Home is dedicated to building communities that strengthen women and support families as they reclaim their stability.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, the women of the Women's Home are fierce. They are survivors. They come to us for treatment for co-occurring mental health and substance use disorders.
Okay.
Most of them have experienced homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that their disease has taken them to some dark places.
Right.
However, they have, many of them have tried 2, 3, 5, up to 15 different programs before they get to us.
Okay,
and what kind of strength does it take for a woman who has tried 14 other times to get up again and say, you know what, I'm trying one more time.
What tenacity.
So we see women as like powerhouses, whereas most of society would discard them or would say, you know, that's a woman who's impaired or in some way not good enough. But that's not what we see. We see them as strong, capable, and vital to our community. So this project really is there to remind them, first and foremost, that women can do it, that we can be forces for change, and as an inspiration. And I will say all of the money raised for this project will go to help those same women reclaim their stability.
I love that so much. So tell me, and I know we were speaking earlier about, could this be a rotating mural, right?
Right,
because there's
right,
so many
yeah.
women that I'm sure you can highlight. Uh-huh. You already said that you're receiving nominations in greater number than you even thought. Talk about the technology aspect. So, like, is there a QR code where you scan the picture and then you go learn about that woman and what she did for the city, yeah. or how does that all work?
Yeah, absolutely. Not Right Now is working on the concept and the mm-hmm. design, but we want to include, and we hope to include, QR codes exactly telling the stories.
Yes.
We have a wonderful woman on our committee who is searching archives right now and doing research to help us, one, make sure that the people that we're narrowing down through the process mm-hmm. Deserve to be on our mural, but secondly, so we have their stories.
Yes, and accurate stories.
Accurate stories,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
so, go ahead, Lovely.
No, I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, we're going to get really curious. So you've got to have that available.
Well, and what I'm envisioning, so of course you're going to have an event that's going to unveil this when it is all complete. And what comes to mind, I'm just imagining, like you said, at the corner, and you're in that parking lot looking across the street, and there are people standing there, and everyone else now is curious, speaking of curiosity, like, what's going on over there? Mm-hmm. And they just see this art on the building, and just how it the spectacle of it, in the best way, will draw people to come and learn more about these women. I just, like, I'm thinking about all the possibilities. It's just, like, fantastic.
Yeah, so how are we going to do it?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because we don't have a space for every woman's face up on that side, but we have talked about a follow-up project.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. Yeah. Whether it's adding on to the mural or whether it's collecting some of those stories into a book, like a coffee table book.
Which would be fabulous.
That would be fabulous.
So
my life goal is to do a book about women in Houston. It's like a life goal.
Well, we can make that happen.
We can make that happen. We are going
to make
it happen.
I know lots of people who'd like to help you.
Yes, absolutely.
Seriously.
Of course,
I think.
So let's talk a little bit about the fundraising aspect, because as you mentioned, like when I said, this should be rotating, you're like, yeah, help us raise some money.
Yeah.
So this is a fundraising initiative.
Yes.
So what are the mechanisms? And if someone's listening to this and they're like, this is fabulous, I want to get plugged in, what do they need to
do?
Yeah,
well, I mean, I think all the big corporations around town should be knocking each other over to become our sponsors right now.
I agree too.
We do. Absolutely. We have a lot of people who are out there who will believe in this project. So we are working on corporate sponsorship. So if you are part of a corporation and you want to come sponsor this very important project that highlights women, please let us know. That we will also take individual sponsorships, underwriting opportunities, and at the lower price point, because we know not everybody has thousands to spend,
sure,
we will have opportunities for women to buy in at a lower rate and then also have their name or a brick or something like that as part of this project.
I was thinking, can there be bricks around?
Yes.
I like how we become artists. We're like, okay, so this is what I'm seeing.
It's so interesting.
I can't help myself.
Me either.
I know how to put my name on something.
Hey,
I figured it out ages ago.
So the first thing we started talking to Anat about was, what can we do for something that's attainable?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for $100 or some number that people can participate.
Which, by the back of a seat, you know, in the theater.
100%.
Right.
And
yeah.
Someone threw out the brick idea, and she rolled her eyes at us, and her murals are very, very organic, typically, and have nature in them. So we're thinking about potentially having leaves in a vine or something
that's blades
of grass
in the mural that you could
part
put
of the mural where you
or
can
whatever,
purchase
or
your
even
name
a tree
to be part
you
of.
Put in front
I have to say
leaves.
This: did y'all know that the grass at the Super Bowl performance, it was people? Did y'all know that?
Wow, it was remarkable.
The grass
on the field at the Super at Bad Bunny Super. There were people.
They were people.
In costumes.
Yes, they were grass. I just saw a video.
My
friend shared the video
about it. Was so incredible.
My friend, but when you said that, I was like, oh my god, that can happen. Like, they were great. So just this idea of, like you say, giving more opportunities,
right,
whether it's grass, leaves, whatever. Yeah. I think that's such a fabulous way. And
brainstorming parties for $100 a head.
So hello. Look, as we're doing one right now, as we're having one right now.
Okay. You got something to tell us.
We have really big news, Anna.
Okay.
I really want share with us the exciting information about this project that we just learned.
So we just heard from one of our very loyal donors that she is going to match every donation up to $100,000.
Oh, that's spectacular. Congratulations.
So the time to get in is now. It is Women's History Month.
Okay.
It's a perfect time to honor a woman you love.
Oh my
gosh. Diane will match dollar for dollar up to $100,000.
Every single gift. That's
every single gift.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Diane, we love you. Thank you.
Diane Riley is the best.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, she is the best.
Okay.
She is. Yeah, congratulations.
So the nomination process. I know you said you've already received many, but how? Tell us a bit about how it's working. So how do people submit? Because obviously there's still time to submit because you're still in concept. And how does this all work?
Absolutely. So the easiest way for the community to participate is to go to the Women's Home. It's womenshome.org. And we've got a specific page where people can make nominations. And it's a pretty simple form, but it's just who they are and why
you're
nominating.
What's the name of the page? The page is called?
It's, well, the Women's
Home. Is it under events?
You go to the Women's Home website at thewomenshome.org, and then there's a Faces of Change tab, and you just click on that tab.
Perfect.
There we go. And so it's a pretty simple form, but we just want to understand why do you think this person should be recognized in this way? So we are receiving nominations through early April, and at the close of nominations, we will gather a group of Women's Home supporters, including some people from our committee, to narrow down and make this selection. So we want to vet the women who are on the wall. We want the public's input. We want the public to participate.
Right.
But we'll make the final decision as a committee.
They're like a kickoff event or something that people can show up for.
There will be a kickoff.
Show up and give us $100.
Yeah. So we've had a couple of events already that were, we had one at Art Gallery. We're having one in someone's home soon to raise funds and raise awareness.
Okay.
But when the mural actually starts, we will do a kickoff event on site.
Which is so cool.
Oh my gosh. We could also do, so she'll be working, right?
She'll
so Arnott will be there working. Yeah. So like, come look at her work. Does she like that?
She loves it.
Because I mean, how fun would that be? Like go take a walk on a nice day and just like, hang out there, have a coffee or whatever, and just it's a perfect spot. You're right across the Montrose Collective.
Or a velvet taco and a margarita.
Taco and a margarita and just watch.
Or you
not.
Could be shopping at the Women's Home thrift store,
this
the
is
cottage
true.
Shop.
Which everybody loves.
You see what we're
it's
doing
so
here?
Fun.
There's so many opportunities to participate, people. And to your question, lovely, about the page. So womenshome.org/mural is the exact URL if you're one of those humans that want to know that. It's womenshome.org/mural. You can go directly to the campaign page.
Thank you.
Of
That's
course.
Right. And if you follow the Women's Home on social media, we are also publishing information about how you can participate and donate very regularly.
So I have to ask this question. So two questions. When are we scheduled to for this to be complete, the mural? When are we thinking?
Our goal is late spring.
Okay.
So end of April, early May.
Soon.
To make a decision, not to have the mural.
To be done.
So, get this, it takes 10 days to paint a mural like this. I had no idea.
Well, if you're a pro, I'm not going to go do it.
It would take me 10 years.
Correct. But for Arnott, yes, 10 days, because she's a professional.
She's
Wow, that's fantastic.
This is a huge mural.
It's a large mural.
What's is it 60 by 20? What are the dimensions?
It's about 100 by 120 feet wide by 20 feet high, something like that.
So that's giant.
And what'll be really cool about it, she's done some preliminary designs, and the faces will be on the end closest to Westheimer.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And it's really amazing drive-by. And then we'll wrap down the building with the rest of the mural to tie it all together.
So I feel like we have already talked about phase two of this campaign, which is coffee table book. Mm-hmm. Because I think you're going to select however many women.
As a matter of fact.
Calendars.
Calendars.
I really
mugs,
do believe that the next step is a coffee table book.
Yeah. I mean, because it makes sense, right? Because you're going to select some to go on the initial installation. But then there are others that you think, oh, this is fantastic, but we had to make a choice. Mm-hmm. Well, where do those go? The coffee table book.
Houstonians are major collectors of table books.
Particularly if their faces are in them.
Hello.
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 Lisa.
What
hello.
A concept.
So, final question, because it is Women's History Month. So if you, and all of us, are, well, you especially, Lovely, who's a woman that comes to mind that has been, you know, living or not, has been super instrumental to your life? If you have to pick one, since we're talking about selection, we know there are lots, but if you have to narrow it down, who would you say?
So for me personally, I am a Houstonian, and I am a big fan of Tex-Mex, and Mama Nefa changed my life. And it's
learn to drink margaritas,
Lovely.
Eat and drink. Congratulations.
That's right.
Thank you, Mama Nefa.
A queso connoisseur. But her story is so unique. She was a single mom of five kids.
And it's like Beth Wolf and Martha Turner.
It's exactly right.
I mean, both of them.
It's
single
exactly
moms,
right.
teachers, couldn't afford to eat. I mean, literally.
It's like Irma. You know, it's the same situation where you've got these just women who seized an opportunity and made and built a fortune.
Yeah.
In many ways, they left a legacy. And that's exactly who I want on the wall.
And had the children taking it on.
That's right.
You know,
that's
not, you know, plugging Beth Wolf, but her son, Ed, and for a while her daughter was in it.
Is that your
It may be.
Okay,
you
that's great, yeah.
She was kind of like one of my, she definitely, she wouldn't leave me alone.
I was going to say, she was the other parliamentarian
Everybody
of your life.
This. Yeah,
she
no,
was the first parliamentarian.
She wasn't a parliamentarian. She just was pushing. I was here 6 weeks like a deer in the headlights, and she takes me to breakfast with Deborah Cannon, who was then president of GHP, first ever female chair or whatever, telling me I need to get involved with GHP. I don't even know
what is.
Do
yeah, you're like, what are we doing?
What is the? You know, like it's August. Laura hasn't even started school. I've been here 3 weeks. I mean, just
parliamentarian. Just you, that's good.
So, and she just pushed me out there like for years. Mm-hmm. She
that's
did
great.
Just constantly.
So Anna, what about you?
Yeah.
Well, mine is actually a little more personal. So there was a woman who, when I came to Houston, started into law school and promptly realized I needed a divorce, which meant that I also needed to support myself. Mm-hmm. And I applied for a job at Texas Children's Hospital. And Dr. Julie Boom, I will say till the day I die, it's rare that you can actually pinpoint in time when your life took a completely different turn. Mm. But the moment that she hired me.
Julie?
And Julie Boom.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
not long ago.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And this is over 20 years ago now.
Great.
Yeah. And she changed the course of my life, and I don't know where I'd be without her. So she's my hero.
She's wonderful.
She is.
So I have one, and it's funny because both of these ladies are deceased, but they were like best friends. And so they were almost like the same person. So Miss Vicky Cave, who was the leader of the magnet school that I went to, and then her friend, Miss Ginger Deffenbaugh. Miss Vicky Cave said, life is pay me now or pay me later, Shavonda. There are no shortcuts. And her compadre said, the world does not revolve around you. Get over yourself. Uh-huh. Like every single day of ninth grade. This was the message. But you know what?
Talk about
women who were like focused on excellence, saw the best in you, and we're going to be sure that you saw the best in you, and we're not going to accept anything less.
And told it to you.
And told, like, direct. Like, life is pay me now or pay me later. I was like, I'm in the ninth grade. You're like, what? Like, yeah. The world doesn't revolve around you. Get over it. What?
I would get.
Sometimes.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Oh, yeah.
And can't never could.
Can't never could.
Constant, like, I don't want to hear that.
Right.
You know, like, they weren't words allowed in my house.
I couldn't say can't either as a kid. My mom, shout out to Carol. I couldn't say that as a kid. It was very interesting. I couldn't say can't.
Allowed to use it.
I could never say that. Okay, so tell us again where people can find out more about the campaign.
Thewomenshome.org/mural.
Perfect. And Doug, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Alden, right?
Alden,
thank you for the inspiration because I'm telling you, this is super excited. And the fact that it's going to be here in a few months.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
I can't even imagine.
I know. I'm just like.
Like 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be here.
This is so true. You know, and I'm going to throw one last thing in. When I think about women who impacted my life, your co-host here, Ms. Lisa Nelson, Lisa Holland Nelson.
Bowman Lombardi. Yeah. Lisa Holland Nelson, Bowman Lombardi.
Every time I see her, she makes me happy.
Oh, that's her goal. You know that, right?
That's literally her goal.
And every time I think about you or see you or send you a text or receive
thank
a text,
you.
It makes me happy. And I thank you for that.
Oh my God.
This is never going to end. We're not going to hear the end of this.
That's
all right. Magical is crying over here. Magical waved his eyes. Thank you for saying that, Doug. And thank you both for being here. This was fantastic. We're so excited. We cannot wait for the mural to be unveiled. We'll be there with our taco and our margarita.
Can't wait.
Good.
Well, friends,
it's that time.
Can you believe it?
No.
You know what's funny?
I'm never ready to go. I may be ready to go when I get here. Once I get started, I could just keep going and going.
You know?
Hello, well, I must be going.
It's so funny because every week you're like, what? I'm like, lady, ma'am, yes.
Are we really finished?
But, I mean, what a show.
This was amazing today.
I think it's because it's your birthday week.
Must be. I have a lot of extra energy.
You do.
That might be gone by Saturday.
because we have spin. I'm sure you're doing four classes to celebrate your birthday, knowing you.
Well, actually, officially, I'm doing the Friday one.
Yep.
And then Kat G is teaching Saturday, so she's celebrating my birthday.
But are you not doing two rides? Don't you normally do two rides?
I'm doing two rides Saturday, two rides Sunday. Exactly. One tomorrow, one Monday.
Exactly. Okay. Well, with that, what do we want people to do?
We want you to stay bold, be bold, be bold, right?
Be elegant.
Stay focused.
Stay fit, hence all the spin classes.
And stay fabulous, which is my birthday word.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Yeah. It is. I got to be the queen of fabulous today.
Well, for always, forever and ever. Amen. And with that, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.